Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Divine energy. Feel the power.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino and Monet Kelso here tonight. We're so glad that you've joined us, and we have such exciting testimonials for you tonight. And are you with us, Tom?
Yes. Hi, Monet.
Welcome, welcome. How was your holidays?
Oh, just wonderful. And yourself?
Awesome, awesome. Splendid. And we are so, I think it's really pivotal that we're coming to people at the beginning of a new year with information that can begin a new life for them.
Yes, indeed. You're absolutely right. Scalar energy will serve to change the course of human history, and you and the listening audience will be part of that movement.
Actually, it's, you know, and we were talking last week about how it must have felt to be there, you know, when Henry Ford was inventing the car and Thomas Edison was putting the light bulb together. And what we discussed was that people were skeptical. But because of the fortitude of those who believed, who saw, who caught something on a different level than what the accepted norm was. People that had enough vision to see the wave of the future. And really, you know, Tom, I was thinking today, when you're talking about conventional medicine, what are your options? I remember the last time I went to the cardiologist, I was thinking, well, what are my options here? Well, either they can put me on some more meds or they can do another heart surgery. And I thought, you know what, I don't really like those two options. And so since those are oftentimes the only two options that exist for us when we're dealing with chronic disease, when we're dealing with disorders that a lot of times people just don't even, doctors don't even know what to call them. They'll say, call it fibromyalgia, which is really a garbage can diagnosis. What are really your options that you have? Well, there's more drugs and then there's surgery. So when you have something like scalar energy, as weird as it may seem, even though it's not any weirder than your cell phone receiving a cell phone call, but even if it was that weird, wouldn't it be worth trying? Just based on these testimonies that we're having every week of people just like you and me who are having complete transformation in their health and in their life because of this brand new advanced scientific modality. I think, Tom, that I would certainly want to try it first before I had anybody start cutting parts out of my body. How about you?
Of course. That's what scalar energy is about. It's a new way of looking at our universe. It's a new approach to medicine. It offers such great promise. That's the point of our broadcast. We want to present this and the great promise that scalar energy holds for mankind. Scalar energy allows us to have control over physical matter. You cannot do that with electricity or magnetism. So this is the great promise of scalar energy as opposed to that of electricity. Finally, we have this energy, the life force energy of the universe, that will allow us to improve human health like we've never been able to improve it before. Why? Scalar energy allows us to have control over nature.
And the beautiful thing about it is that scalar energy in and of itself really is the essence of the order of nature. So what we're so thankful is that finally we have access to this energy via a technology and can direct this energy to you wherever you are in the world. Sounds crazy? Oh, okay. How about, do we have Stevie tonight?
I'm here.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. And did you have a good holidays too?
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're so glad to have you tonight and that you're willing to share your story with the world about the hope of scalar energy technology. So what first got you interested in scalar energy, Stevie?
I had a friend who recommended it.
Okay, and had you seen any results in her life?
Actually, the results in his life actually came at the same time my results happened.
Really? So you were kind of stepping out on a limb then?
Well, yes. I mean, yes and no. You could say I was stepping out on a limb, but in actuality, I'm an energy worker, so I'm very familiar with this kind of energy.
Okay, okay, great. Okay, that's wonderful. And it really is beautiful how the energy community has embraced this and so benefited from it. So what were the compelling reasons, Stevie, for you to seek scalar energy treatments?
The energy treatments were based on a diagnosis that I had simplex 2, herpes simplex 2.
Okay, and how long had you been dealing with that diagnosis?
About 3 years.
Okay, and was it having an overall pervasive effect, or were you simply having localized suffering?
None of the above, actually. I was actually asymptomatic.
Okay, but you had still gotten the diagnosis, so you didn't want to have any further experience with that, did you?
Correct.
Okay, so after 3 months, how did you find out how scalar energy had impacted your health?
Well, before I did the scalar energy, I had attempted many different types of protocols, herbal, homeopathic, pretty much anything and everything you could think of, and there was really no results from any of that. Every time that I tried a protocol, I would actually have myself tested, and there was actually no significant change. So after the 3 months of the scalar energy, I actually had a PCR test done, which is, as some people may know or may not know, determines whether or not the DNA is actually in your system for the virus. And when I got those results back, they were absolutely negative.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? And that's after only 3 months.
Correct.
Of scalar energy treatments. So being familiar with energy work, and how would you describe this to someone that's maybe not familiar with energy work?
Well, my understanding from it is that it absolutely eradicates the, it explodes the actual virus in the system. So it actually eliminates it. I guess one of the things that's important to know is that the PCR test looks for the DNA. You could still come up positive for the antibodies. But the fact is that the DNA is not in the system, and having the antibodies is actually a positive. So it's really actually a situation where instead of just trying to, eliminate it, which was what I was trying to do, it actually, I guess the best word I have for it, explodes the actual signature of that energy in the system, and therefore eradicates it from the system.
Yeah, sure. We would love to keep our antibodies in case there's a future exposure. Those are things that our own immune system makes. But what you're saying is there was absolutely no trace of the herpes DNA in your body after this test.
That's correct. And from what my understanding is from the naturopath that actually implemented the test, is that if there had even been a little, it would have shown up on the PCR. They would have qualified it, and there was no qualification whatsoever.
Wow, that is so amazing, Stevie. Hey, we have to take a real quick break, ladies and gentlemen, but Stevie, would you stick with us so we can talk with you on the other side of the break?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, and we will be right back on the Divine Energy Radio Show. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com.
What if there was an advanced scientific method that could be used to reduce pathogens in your body down to simple elements? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You think you've heard and seen it all, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of health and wellness has just been made. And over 100,000 people have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You don't believe us? Well, we have the negative PCR test to prove it. That's because the Space Age innovations and breakthroughs based upon the work of Nikola Tesla have made possible this amazing scientific method of broadcasting scalar energy to you wherever you are, just like a phone call finds your cell phone. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it is so advanced. However, the future of wellness is finally here now with the most advanced scientific method ever developed, Scalar Energy Wellness. Learn more about the power of Scalar Energy at selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L-G-O. And read for yourself about the thousands of lives that are being transformed by the wellness technology of the future, Scalar Energy. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. We are so blessed to have with us tonight Stevie, who just shared with us some really startling and amazing news that she has medical verification that herpes simplex 2 does no longer exists in her body. Is that correct, Stevie? Let's remind the people again, what kind of test did you have?
The PCR test, and yes, it does look for the actual DNA of the virus, and it came back as an absolute, there was negative. There was none there.
So, Tom, is this really the standard, this test, to determine whether someone has an organism in their body anymore?
The PCR test, otherwise known as a polymerase chain reaction test, many of you are familiar with that. It's a viral load test. That type of test is admissible in the court of law. And many of you have seen TV shows in which they will present DNA evidence. Well, that DNA evidence is by way of this PCR test. And what Stevie has shared with us is quite compelling. The fact that at one time she had the herpes virus, herpes simplex 2, in her body. But after the scalar energy treatments, there is no detectable viral load. That is, and as Stevie put it so appropriately, there is no evidence of DNA from that virus anymore in her body. Well, what happened to the DNA? Well, as Stevie said, we can disassemble, or in her words, we exploded the DNA, and that's what happens. Scalar energy is a fundamental force in nature. Scalar energy allows us to explode or disassemble or break apart the DNA of a virus. Well, when we do that, then the virus is no longer viable. It no longer, frankly, exists. And that's why we have these tests that prove, that verify, that scalar energy is serving to eradicate, that scalar energy is serving to eliminate the causative agent. In this case, scalar energy has eliminated the herpes 2 virus. All of this, again, is compelling evidence by way of this diagnostic test that scalar energy does indeed eradicate pathogens. Well, it's very simple to look at it in a cause and effect relationship. If you can eliminate the cause of disease, in this case the herpes 2 virus has been eliminated, then you no longer have the symptoms, obviously, of that virus. You no longer have the threat of infection. So I thank, first of all, Stevie for being so bold to share with us her story. It is, again, the mounting evidence that we have that scalar energy treatments do indeed eliminate germs, pathogens. This offers great promise to mankind. Many people around the world have viral infections. Scalar energy allows us to disassemble, to disorganize the DNA, the RNA of viruses, and in so doing, we can eliminate those viruses. this is the great promise of scalar energy. It's opening the door for mankind for a new way to have relief, for a new way to alleviate such great suffering.
Now, Stevie, let me ask you a question now that you've had this experience with scalar.
Sure.
Are you afraid of being exposed to something like Ebola or some other kind of pandemic now that you know the kind of power that scalar energy offers?
You know, first of all, I guess I would have to qualify that by saying I really don't live in fear, number one. Number two, I think the scalar energy has given me this confidence as well, but I certainly have other means of dealing with it. I don't really live in a lot of fear about that kind of thing. And I think one of the things that scalar energy really does is really allow you to step out of that because, of course, energetically, the more fear you have, the more opportunity you have to contract it.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what about people that are concerned with just about going into public with a lot of the CDC scare tactics that have gone forward?
You know, I guess I really have to say for me, and this is just true for me, is that, you know, I really do believe that if you know that scalar energy is available, even if you do have some concern about it, you at least I would hope that people would be aware that they also have an opportunity to do something about it without, you know, dealing with the fear. But the fear itself is an issue. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
The more you fear something, the more opportunity you have to contract it. So I would have to say, let go of the fear and operate from a place of really truth, of knowing that you have, you know, options for dealing with it even if you do come into contact with it.
Absolutely, because fear is really just the expectation of an evil outcome. However, we do have concerns with the super germs, mm-hmm. and having been someone that has been through the grinder with super germs, I can tell you that it's nothing that you want to take a detour along the lines of, and I personally feels so great knowing that even if I have a loved one that's going in for a surgery or needs to go to the hospital, that I can get them all beamed up just like we had last week. We had a wonderful client that got beamed up before their surgery, and they had this amazing surgical outcome, in addition to which you would have the added reassurance of knowing that if there was any exposure to a super germ, that if they were getting the scalar treatments, that those super germs could be disassembled, and they would not have to have any concern about the outcome of that surgery concerning any nosocomial or hospital-acquired infections. Well, Stevie, we're so thankful that you came on today to share your story and for your encouraging words about not living in fear. We really appreciate all the good stuff that you brought us tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, you too. And ladies
thank
and gentlemen,
you,
we will be right back with you on the other side of this message. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com. What if scientists could develop a method to melt fat off of your body for you and reduce cravings for bad foods? Wouldn't you want it? I know you thought you've heard everything when it comes to weight loss, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of weight loss has just been made. And there are 100,000 people who have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You can go listen to their testimonies yourself at scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. This advanced space-age innovation of scalar energy is able to go to work at the atomic level to help your body assemble the nutrients it needs to metabolize fat, and the fat begins to just melt away. Discover more about how the power of scalar energy literally melts the fat off your body for you at scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. Again, that's scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino and Monet Kelso. We were just talking with Stevie tonight, and she shared with us how after 3 months of scalar energy treatments, she had a PCR test, which is a DNA test that was negative for herpes simplex 2 virus. Well, now we have with us Amy. And Amy, are you with us tonight?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Divine Energy Radio Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And so how long have you been receiving treatments from Tom, Amy?
Well, this testimony is really about my 11-year-old Labrador Retriever, Mia. She has been treated for a little over a year with scalar healing, and she has severe allergies and has been on a special diet since she was about a year old. And after being treated, she has only been to the veterinarian one time in a little over a year for an ear infection, which is a huge change for her because I was taking her in about six times a year for various infections caused by yeast and dietary allergies. So she was on a regular diet of antibiotics for ear infections and other yeast infections and has not had to be on antibiotics for a little over a year now, which is a huge change in her lifestyle, in her quality of life.
That is amazing. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, if the animals are getting the benefit, we know that there's no auto-suggestion, there's no placebo effect going on. They have no idea that they're getting these treatments. And yet she was having chronic infections and constant infections. Am I correct?
Yes, she was. In fact, she lost about 50% of her hearing because of the chronic ear infections. And her hearing has improved, and it's she has full hearing now. It's 100% in both ears. And she, and her veterinarian, she has seen the same vet since she was a year old, and they cannot believe how well she's doing. And they have made several comments about her teeth. Her teeth have restored to, she's 11 years old, and they are telling me that her teeth look like she's 5 or 6 years old. She's so healthy. Her mouth is so clean. She has not had any ear infections. In fact, she is able to be on a regular diet now with scaling.
Really?
Really. It's been a miracle.
Well, you know, imagine the savings that you have enjoyed by not having to take her to the vet all of the time and not have to pay for a special diet now.
Yeah, exactly. So and then we are really blessed. We feel really blessed.
And so that doesn't even include, like, all of the suffering that she would have had to have gone through.
Right, because she's 11 years old and she may not have made it, you know, through another year with all of the health problems that she was having. And not to mention fleas, she does not get attacked by fleas anymore. I haven't had to put the chemicals on her for the flea treatments in a year, in over a year. Yes.
Wow.
So it's been a tremendous change in her health.
Now, she used to have fleas?
Well, I would do the yearly flea treatments, you know, during the summertime when the fleas are really active. Mm-hmm. And since she has been treated with scalar, she has not had to have any flea treatments.
Oh, that is such great news. You know, I was reading up on those flea meds. And if you read the package inserts, it's quite frightening what those chemicals can do to the animals. And mm-hmm. But by the same token, when you see them being chewed up by fleas, you know, you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Which is worse, me poisoning them or them being completely tormented and exposed to disease by fleas? But you're saying the scalar energy has made it so she's so healthy, those fleas don't even want to bite her.
Exactly. I believe it creates a force field around her. It just, it does not, it eliminates the whatever it is in her skin that attracts the fleas. It eliminates that.
We are convinced that this scalar energy does, in fact, enhance the human scalar energy field, the human bio field. Tom, can you expound on that a little bit for us?
Well, let's look at the nature of scalar energy itself. Again, it's a fundamental force in nature. Scalar energy is responsible for all life forms. What do I mean by that? Well, scalar energy is responsible for our DNA. The DNA of any organism is, first of all, assembled and then subsequently maintained by way of scalar energy. So scalar energy is responsible for life to begin with. Secondly, scalar energy maintains life. At the cellular level, all cells are vibrant with scalar energy. Scalar energy provides the intelligence for not only human beings, but also for animals, in this case, dogs. Well, with that stated, scalar energy is intelligence. What type of intelligence? It is health-promoting intelligence. And when we hear stories like this, whether it's a person or a dog in this case, we realize that scalar energy is much more than heat or fire. Scalar energy is intelligence, intelligence that will instruct the body, in this case, the body of a dog, to respond favorably. Now, we've seen this time and time again in thousands upon thousands of cases. Scalar energy is a self-animating energy. It's an intelligent energy, and it delivers what the body needs, which is what? Information or intelligence. It is this intelligence that serves not only to maintain the body of a person or a dog, it is this intelligence that serves to beget health. It is this intelligence that serves to repair the body, to allow the body to flourish, to provide nutrients to the body. Everything starts with intelligence. Our physical bodies start with intelligence. It's scalar intelligence that brings about the environment for our bodies to then physically respond favorably to what? This intelligence, this source of light. So it is the light of scalar energy that gives our bodies an intelligence instructions, and in so doing, our bodies then respond favorably by what? By producing a environment of sound mental and physical health.
Exactly. So basically, the coherence or the ordered intelligence that the scalar energy is bringing in has such a powerful effect on the harmony of the body, soul, and spirit that even parasites, external parasites like fleas, find the body an unsuitable environment. You see, manifestations of parasites, pathogens, these are all chaotic life forms that do not represent a perfect state of existence. And a body in its perfect state actually is an unsuitable host for parasites. But as our bodies have been degraded by the various things that we're exposed to, over time especially, they can be degraded to become an attractive host for pathogens and parasites. And that's kind of where we find ourselves now, Tom, which is why scalar energy is so valuable. We can't go and unravel the years that have brought us to this place of having our bodies broken down unless we have something like scalar energy that really is, because there's no time and space, it's unraveling time, it's unraveling chaos, it's bringing back order, and now we're finding out that even it can decrease the fleas on an animal. This is one of the hugest things ever. How does this make you feel, Amy? I mean, how's
wonderful.
The person and your dog, how's their energy, how's her sleep, how's her function?
Well, she is 11 years old, and you would never know to look at her. Her health has improved so much over the course of the last year and 3 months that you would never know how old she is.
Her coat is
gorgeous, beautiful. She does not have dry skin anymore. That was caused by the yeast and the infections and all of the medications she was on. She was on 3 different medications every month, and she is my $3,500 Labrador Retriever that I found in the parking lot at a grocery store. So
wow.
She had, I mean, I was spending you know, hundreds of dollars a year on the veterinarian. And that was really, that's really beside the point, that her happiness is what's important and her health. And she has really improved. I couldn't be happier, and neither could she. She plays. She runs around like a puppy now.
Really? Now, did she used to do that?
No. Her health issues had gotten her to the point where she just was lazy and tired all the time, and her ears were constantly infected, and to the point where we couldn't even pet her head. So now she's free of that, and she's very happy. And her eyes are shiny, and her teeth are white, and she couldn't be better.
Oh, that is such a great story. Well, we're so glad that you joined us today, Amy, to share your story about your baby. What's her name?
Her name's Nia.
Nia, we thank you so much for sharing Nia's story with us tonight.
Thanks again for having me. Have a
and
wonderful night.
We know that you're going to have lots more happy years with Scalar Health with Nia.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk soon. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after this message. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com. What if there was an advanced scientific method that could be used to reduce pathogens in your body down to simple elements? Would you want it? Who wouldn't? You think you've heard and seen it all, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of health and wellness has just been made. And over 100,000 people have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You don't believe us? Well, we have the negative PCR test to prove it. That's because the Space Age innovations and breakthroughs based upon the work of Nikola Tesla have made possible this amazing scientific method of broadcasting scalar energy to you wherever you are, just like a phone call finds your cell phone. We know it sounds like sci-fi because it is so advanced. However, the future of wellness is finally here now with the most advanced scientific method ever developed, Scalar Energy Wellness. Learn more about the power of Scalar Energy at selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L-G-O. And read for yourself about the thousands of lives that are being transformed by the wellness technology of the future, Scalar Energy. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and I'm Monet, his co-host. I have here Tom on your website, selfhealgo.com, a testimonial. It says, "Hi, Tom. A year and a half ago, my husband was bit by a tick carrying Lyme disease. His blood test 3 months ago before scalar treatments showed some improvement, but there was still some sign of the disorder. The medical field had no more answers for him. The only solution was a very heavy-duty antibiotic, which I can say personally, Tom, actually doesn't work. After 3 months, we did many other holistic things also, but today his blood came back negative for Lyme disease after only 3 months of scalar treatments. Lyme disease is one of the most horrible diagnoses anyone can get right now because they have absolutely no answers. If you don't do an intervention with antibiotics within the first 3 weeks of being bit, they don't have any more answers. Tom, how many of these Lyme testimonies are you getting every week?
Well, it's hard to say. It's hard to quantify. We have so many testimonials coming in. Yes, many of them are for Lyme disease and for the improvement that people have experienced by way of scalar energy. I would say over the past 2 years, I probably have had at least 1,000 testimonials from people who are suffering from Lyme. And many of those people have said that their condition has improved dramatically. Now, if you take a look at Lyme disease, it's caused by a tick bite. Some people also include a flea bite. And there's not only the infection of Borrelia burgdorferia, but also other bacteria and viruses, et cetera. There are many co-infections involved associated with a tick bite. And that's that all comes under our control. By that I mean we have the ability to eradicate over 50,000 potential species of germs. So not only do we have the ability to disassemble and eradicate Borrelia burgdorferia, which is the causative agent of Lyme disease, we also have the ability to treat out, to eradicate other co-infections, other germs that are associated with the tick bite. Now, if you put all that together, scalar energy is a consummate approach to Lyme disease. Why? We not only treat out one germ, one bacterium associated with Lyme disease, we treat out a multitude of co-infections that are associated with Lyme disease or any type of tick-borne illness. The long and short is this. Once again, scalar energy is a fundamental energy. Scalar energy allows us to control physical matter. And with my scalar energy instruments, I can control germs. By that, I mean I can break down the molecular structure of a germ. If I can disassemble, disorganize the molecular structure of a germ, hence that germ, that pathogen no longer exists. This, again, is the great promise of scalar energy. Scalar energy allows us to control a germ. We are finally in the driver's seat. You cannot do that with antibiotics. Why? An antibiotic is a chemical. It's not energy. You cannot have control over nature with drugs. You can only have consummate, complete control over physical matter, nature, with energy itself. And that's the difference. Scalar energy, again, puts us in the driver's seat. Scalar energy allows us to control the germs, unlike any other antibiotic or any other drug, per se.
Well, also, the real downside with antibiotics, one of them, is that they kill both the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. But scalar energy doesn't do that, does it, Tom?
No, that's the beauty of what we're doing. We're able to pinpoint, to target what type of pathogen we want to disassemble. Scalar energy will avoid what is considered to be probiotic. Why? Once again, scalar energy, a fundamental force in nature, does what you tell it to do. We can control this energy. So we have not only control, mastery over a germ, we have the ability to control, to target what type of pathogen we want to eradicate and what type of probiotic bacterium we want to remain. We do not want to touch it. Probiotic bacteria remains untouched by scalar energy. This is, again, the beauty of scalar energy. We have complete control over physical matter. And in so doing, our health can improve immeasurably by way of these treatments.
Here's one of the testimonies from December 9th. It says, "Dear Tom, yes, I am healthier. After 7 weeks of bleeding gums, gone. Athlete's foot, gone. Lost 2 sizes. Long-term sores on legs, almost gone. Shingles, I believe, are gone. I feel clear at times throughout the day and am getting better all the time. Now I will subscribe to Scalar Recurring Sessions." That's just one. Here we have another one. "Hi, Tom. I am doing great. I'm definitely losing weight. I put on a jacket today that I have not worn for a few weeks. It's too big for me now. That feels so great. It's 100% the scalar energy fat metabolism. I haven't been doing anything else differently." So, Tom, also, not only can we address pathogenic issues, but now we can address metabolic issues. How scalar energy not only breaks apart pathogens at the atomic level, but also can have an effect on the metabolism. Are you with us, Tom?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, great. So we were talking about, I had just read a testimony about fat metabolism. And how does scalar energy, how do your specific scalar energy treatments deal with fat metabolism?
Well, once again, scalar energy is fundamental. We have a fundamental force in nature that allows us to control physical matter. With scalar energy, I am able to assemble enzymes, hormones inside the body. Those enzymes and hormones serve to actually metabolize fats, such as lipase. Lipase is an enzyme. or the hormone adiponectin. These two chemical substances, once they are assembled inside the body, will actually serve to break down to metabolize fat. Well, I'm doing this by way of, again, scalar energy. And in so doing, I'm instructing the body to form, to assemble these hormones and enzymes. In so doing, once that happens, the cause and effect relationship is scalar energy will assemble inside the human body at the cellular level hormones and enzymes. In turn, those hormones and enzymes will go to work, will start to metabolize, start to break down fat throughout the body. Now, many people see immediate results. Why? Because the process is so, again, consummate. The process is working at the cellular level that, yes, many people will see a reduction in weight simply by virtue of the fact that scalar energy is assembling, once again, enzymes in the body. The body is then metabolizing fat, and in so doing, that fat is simply removed by way of a bowel movement. All of this is effectuated. All of this is by way of scalar energy.
Well, we're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, and wrap this up with some more amazing information for you. Life-changing information on the other side of this message. For more information, go to www.selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L, go, G-O.com. What if scientists could develop a method to melt fat off of your body for you and reduce cravings for bad foods? Wouldn't you want it? I know you thought you've heard everything when it comes to weight loss, but probably the most significant breakthrough in the history of weight loss has just been made. And there are 100,000 people who have already tried it with never-before-seen results. You can go listen to their testimonies yourself at scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. This advanced space-age innovation of scalar energy is able to go to work at the atomic level to help your body assemble the nutrients it needs to metabolize fat, and the fat begins to just melt away. Discover more about how the power of scalar energy literally melts the fat off your body for you at scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. Again, that's scalarwellness.net/fat-metabolism. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino, and Monet, his co-host. I'm looking here at another testimony that says, lost 2 sizes in 6 weeks. Dear Tom, I subscribe monthly to the Scalar Therapy. I see where there is fat metabolism and hormone therapy options available. Are these included in the regular treatments? If not, I would certainly like them because I'm already losing 2 sizes in 6 weeks, doing nothing special. OMG. So here is a particular client, Tom, that hadn't even employed the fat metabolism, but just the coherence, just the order that the scalar energy was bringing into their body, they were losing weight. Do you find that happens in cases? Are you with us, Tom? Okay, well, what Tom was probably going to tell us is that I see these cases all over his website. And what he would also tell us is that the order, when a body is brought back into order, it is able to function at maximum functionality. Are you with us, Tom?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So let's address that again. Here's someone that hadn't even tried the fat metabolism yet, but they started all losing weight anyway.
Well, we have two systems, two treatments that we can offer. We have standardized treatments, and with those standardized treatments, many people experience weight loss by way of the three modalities that we offer, which is a pathogenic cleanse, a nutrient program, and a chakra balancing. And that stands to reason. Now, in specific, to target weight loss, we have developed a new program. It is a fat metabolism program that is specific for what? Again, it's the metabolizing of fat inside the body. So with this added program, this accentuated way to address weight loss by way of fat metabolism, we are getting great results. And the key is this, people, you do not have to change your lifestyle. We are not recommending necessarily that you have to exercise excessively or that you have to observe a specific diet. It's scalar energy that will metabolize, that will break down fat in your body. All of this is done by way of light. There is not a requirement for a lifestyle change.
Here's a testimony I have here. It says, I have been lifted out of depression from the chakra balance. I feel so much better, happier, peaceful. I feel better all around. I'm sleeping better. I have heightened dreams. I am hooked on scalar. And I also want to do the fat metabolism too. So what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is when you realize that an invisible wave can completely change your reality, not just how you're feeling mentally and emotionally, that in of itself is so huge, because really attitude can determine altitude in life. And so when we have a positive attitude, everything is that much more attainable. But then everyone starts to sleep better. They start to have more energy. They have more clarity of thought. Even without the fat metabolism, many of them will lose weight. But then we have this added benefit of the fat metabolism therapy that greatly increases the body's capacity for metabolizing fat. And then also, Tom, you have a hormone therapy. Explain that one.
Well, once again, we use scalar energy as a fundamental force to control the body. We're able to assemble inside the human body either female hormones or male hormones. And in turn, women and men respectively feel better. I would say the greater majority of the women and men who experience this program tell us that, yes, their health has improved. Why? There was some type of deficiency of hormones inside their body. Scalar energy steps in. Scalar energy actually assembles female and male hormones inside the bodies of women and men, respectively. For some people, that is the missing link, if you will, to their health. For some people, that was the missing component to sound health.
Well, it's not that, and so people understand, the way the scalar energy does assemble these things in the body is by enhancing the body's own capacity to do what it already knows how to do. And by giving it the information to do the functions that are being greatly impaired by environmental toxins, electromagnetic fields, GMO foods, age, dehydration, loss of conductivity. These are all states of being that we're finding our human biologies in right now. But scalar energy is really, it's the foundational, primordial missing link to the information of all perfection in energy and matter. It is an advanced concept, but ladies and gentlemen, we had two beautiful testimonies tonight, Stevie and Amy. Stevie has a negative PCR test for herpes simplex 2. And Amy had an 11-year-old Labrador that is like a puppy that no longer has chronic infections. And we just read you some other amazing testimonies that you can catch on Tom's website. And we're so sorry to tell you that our show is coming to the end. Tom, is there anything else that you wanted to tell the people before we sign off the air?
Once again, let's look at scalar energy and the great hope that this offers for mankind. This is an invention. This is a technique, a technology that will improve everybody's lifestyle. I want everybody to feel comfortable with that. The day is coming that scalar energy will be incorporated around the world and will serve to improve everyone's lifestyle. God bless everyone.
Thank you all so much for joining us on the Divine Energy Radio Show, and we'll see you back next time. You've been listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino.